Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What is going on? Mark Owens, thanks for checking out the latest 10-minute tailgate tour. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco, M-A-R-K-O, 6262. Also at CFB929, dedicated to everything UGA. Feels damn good to be a Georgia Bulldog after a 42-7 win over Florida in Jacksonville. We went down there, had a great time. Let me start off by saying a quick review of our trip to Jacksonville, taking our four-year-old. A lot of people gave me hell about it. A lot of people said, what are you doing taking a four-year-old? Don't you know it's a cocktail party for a reason? It's a drunk mess down there. You're right that it's a drunk mess, but you are 100% wrong, and it's bad form to take a four-year-old. She had a blast. We had a blast. Now, we didn't go into the game. My theory being, if I could find cheap tickets, we'd take her inside because, again, she's four. She'd only make it for about 20 minutes of the game. Then she'd get bored and want to walk around. Plus, I wanted to actually watch the game, not chase her. So we got down there early, parked over at the parking deck by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the minor league baseball team, and just walked around and had fun. We found a vendor village that had a bunch of sponsored tents. They had like a big green egg was giving out free samples of food they were cooking on the grill. They had a champagne tent, George Dickel, Firefly Vodka. They had, giveaways, an almond company, Blue Diamond Almonds, I think it was. And they had a couple of inflatables. So we walked in, and they had a DJ playing music. It was great. I went to George Dickel and got some whiskey. Gretchen went into the champagne tent, got her some champagne. Caroline got to kick around the ball in the inflatable tent. So we had fun. We danced and played in there for a little while. And then just walked around. And again, everyone was just getting set up. So all the vendors were still having fun. So we got free sunglasses from Geico, and Hardee's was giving away free drinks, and IKEA or somebody gave her a little headband. I mean, just a little stupid freebie swag. And ran into a bunch of Georgia fans and hoot and hollered. And one of the funniest parts is Winn-Dixie, the grocery store, had just trays and trays of cupcakes. That made Caroline so happy. Right next to it, I found me a Monster Energy drink. And you just walked around through the tailgating, and I tell you, man, Georgia fans were drunk. And Georgia fans showed up in force. Florida fans were sparse. And we said, if we could find cheap tickets, we'd go in. But we could never find cheap tickets, which was fine. Because at about noon, it really started getting warm. And the crowds were really showing up. And it was starting to get hot and sloppy. So we said, you know what, let's get out of here. Headed back home. I actually went back to the beach. Spent a couple hours at the beach. And then came home and watched the entire game. And man, we had so much fun. God, we had so much fun watching the game because it was such a good game. You know, I do think Jim McElwain getting fired after the game. I think had Florida beat Georgia handily by 3 scores, let's say it would have been 21-3, Florida won. I think Jim McElwain would still be the coach of the Gators. But I think getting beat as bad as they did, I think that led to the demise of Jim McElwain's tenure down in Gainesville. Now, some people argue me and say that, no, this was already set in motion way before the Georgia game. Now that he's gone, a lot of stories and rumors, and they're all, hearsay. He was not very liked. Very cocky. Changed things up too much down in Florida. Tried to do things his way. Kind of alienated himself from the players and the other coaches. Well, I do now believe that was him on the shark. And I do believe that the death threats were completely made up. So maybe it's probably best that he's gone. But I like to think personally that it was Georgia's ass whipping over Florida that led to him getting future endeavored. On the Georgia side, I absolutely love the fire that Kirby Smart showed. I love that it could be a legal formation or, a holding penalty. And Kirby was cussing and screaming like that just cost them a bowl game. I love seeing the fire. I love our defense getting pissed off at the end of the game because Florida scored once. I love that they hung their head down and they were not happy about that. I love that Kirby came out and said they wanted to hold them. I was kind of hoping we put 50 on the board. It's kind of a big middle finger to not just Florida but to all the SEC to say, you know what? Georgia's good. Georgia's moving in the right direction. There's going to be none of this Mizzou battling to win the East, or we got to hope that South Carolina beats Tennessee and that Kentucky and Mizzou that comes down to the very end, then we might have a chance to win the East. I think it's a way to say, no, we've got the East right now. Now, we've still got plenty of football to play, and we'll talk about South Carolina in a couple of minutes. But I absolutely loved what I saw on the field, and I loved what I saw on the stands because Florida fans were trying to unload their tickets before the game, and by halftime, the Florida section was empty. Now, I don't know if this is a trend in the pendulum swinging back towards Georgia Way and this is going to be a 10-year winning streak. I don't know. But for here and now, I'm happy and I'm proud. And I loved what I saw. It was fun driving home on Saturday on 16 and 95. And you pass a car that has a Georgia flag up and you look at each other and you give a thumbs up and a heads nod knowing that Bulldog Nation is really proud of their team right now. Getting ready for South Carolina. We'll preview that in just a couple of seconds. Some more news as we head into a big week for Georgia Bulldogs in the SEC. No time set for the Auburn game. Auburn coming up next week. They're pretty much waiting on to see the results from this weekend's games. Georgia, South Carolina, Auburn at Texas A&M. So we're either going to be the 3:30 CBS SEC on CBS game, or it's going to be the ESPN 7 p.m. game. And if it's a CBS game, that's the third week in a row that Georgia would be on SEC on CBS. And that ESPN 7 o'clock game, there's a good chance game day could show up as well. Elsewhere in the SEC, how about hear about this? Tennessee fans are now starting an online viral campaign to empty Neyland Stadium. This is a response to a boycott that everybody's trying to get Butch Jones fired. Now, Saturday is going to be their homecoming against the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. It's a 7:30 game on the SEC network. And all the fans are saying, you know, we are tired of Butch Jones. We want him fired. So nobody go to the game. And that'll show them. Okay, I kind of agree and disagree on this one. If you're a season ticket holder and you're upset with your program, you've already spent your money. So by you not coming to the game, that doesn't really hurt. What hurts is when you don't buy new t-shirts. What hurts is when you don't buy new car flags. What hurts is when you don't renew your season tickets. That hurts. But not going to one homecoming game against Southern Miss, yeah, it'll make a statement, but you're not telling the administration stuff they already don't know. When they really going to feel it is at the end of the season. They go, crap, man, our hat sales were down 10% this year. All right, maybe it's time to make a change. But all these games are pretty much already, quote unquote, sold out. If not sold out, very close to. And if it was a noon game, I could really understand it too. It's a noon game. It's Southern Miss. Yeah, let's boycott. But it's a 7:30 game, and you're telling diehard fans to turn down an opportunity to tailgate all day for the school that you love, because you don't like the coach. As a Georgia fan, let's say, you know, we were very unhappy with, I don't know, Coach Mark Richt, he was still here, and we're an 0-4 season, and we're 0-5 in the SEC. We're going to boycott. It's homecoming. I'm not going to turn down the opportunity to go spend the day in Athens, go drink and tailgate. No, I've already spent my money on the tickets. And the other side of that is, you may not be liking the coach, but you still got to support the players. The players can't help it. There's nothing that they can do. So I don't like these boycotting games, especially 7:30 game. If you love the team, you're still going to support the team in the good and the bad. Trust me, as a Georgia fan, I've had to sit through this. Came out last week. USA Today released the highest paid coaches in college football. Of course, to the shock of absolutely nobody, Nick Saban at Alabama. Top paid coach in college football, $11.1 million a year. This includes their bonuses. Dabo Swinney at Clemson, $8.5 million. Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, overrated at $7 million. Urban Meyer at Ohio State, 6.4. Rich Rodriguez at Arizona, 5.6 million. It's a name you have not really heard much from Arizona this year. Further down the list, Butch Jones at Tennessee, 4.5 million. Kirby Smart at Georgia, 3.7 million. You win the SEC championship this year. What is that bonus going to look like? Kirby Smart, 3.7 million. And Paul Johnson crossed the street at Georgia Tech, $2.9 million. All right, let's do a quick preview. South Carolina this weekend. Gamecocks have some skill players and size at wide receiver for sure. This all coming from Dogs 247. It's probably going to be a night game. No, it is not. It's a 3:30 game. It's Kirby Smart versus Will Muschamp. These two guys used to play together. They're friends. South Carolina is recruiting well, very well under Muschamp, but they don't have the horses on defense yet. We do predict, I think Georgia's already opened up as like a 21-point favorite or maybe like 24-point favorite. I do think Georgia's going to get the win in this game, but I am concerned, very much so concerned, that this could be a, and I hate this cliche, but it's true, a trap game for University of Georgia. Here's why. You're coming off a very good win in Jacksonville over Florida. You are preparing for what could be the biggest game of the year for you outside of a championship game against Auburn. You're tired. You're a little beat up after the Florida game. You're fired up, but are you already looking towards Auburn, or are you preparing for South Carolina, thinking, it's going to be a pushover game. I'm more worried about Auburn. Now, I don't think Kirby's going to let that happen, and I do think Georgia's going to win. I would not be surprised if it was a two-score game and not a four-score game. I think it might be close going into the half. I think it might open up at the second half. It's going to be fun. 3:30 game. Looking forward to going. We're going to hang out at Grindhouse for a little bit. We're going to bounce around. I think we're, instead of doing a traditional tailgate, I think we're going to bar hop tailgate on Saturday. Let's hear from Kirby Smart. And this is what I like about Kirby, talking about the improvements. He's had a very commanding victory against University of Florida, but he still says a lot of things need to be improved.
We just got to play more fundamentally sound and more clean, we call it. Execute the assignments. And, you know, we get sloppy. And that's the disappointing part. You're looking to play a clean game, and we get sloppy in the second half several times.
An interesting question was asked. This is from his press conference earlier this week. Somebody asked if he feels like he's ahead of schedule.
There's no schedule. I mean, they don't write a book on it and say, this time you got to be here and this time you got to be here. You know, it's not really done that way. It's done each year independent of the previous. And this year's independent of last year, just like next year will be independent of this year. And you try to reshape your team based on the personality it takes on.
One more before you talk about how Will Muschamp and Kirby Smart are buddies. And he answered the question about playing against his friend, Will Muschamp.
You want these players to have success, and I want my players to have success just like he wants his players to have success. It's not about Will and I. It's not about us. It's about the players, and I think he'd be the first to tell you that.
3:30 on Saturday. Going to be a beautiful day. What's the weather going to be? Hold on. I would say this is bad radio, but this is a podcast, so I'm pulling up my app right now. Let's see what the weather's going to be like on Saturday. 76. That's shorts weather. Love it. All right. Thanks so much for listening. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. Thank you so much. Oh, and by the way, if you missed any of these, go subscribe to 92.9 The Game on iTunes. Look for Rick and John's face, and I post these on iTunes as well. So go back to the feed, and you can find past editions of the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour, and I appreciate the downloads. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Go Dogs.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.